I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis marked the 40th anniversary of the death of Blessed Paul VI by going to the grotto under St. Peter's Basilica where he is buried and praying at his tomb. During his papacy, Blessed Paul VI presided over the Second Vatican Council and began to implement the teachings from it. He passed on August 6, 1978. Pope Francis prayed for Paul, saying, quote, "From heaven may he intercede for the church he loves so much and for peace in the world." Pope Francis plans to canonize Blessed Paul VI on October 14th of this year. A Washington federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to restore DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, saying that the administration's reasons for ending it were not justified. The judge also stated, in addition to reinstating the program, the administration must also begin accepting new applications. In September 2017, the White House announced they'd be ending the program, stating it was, quote, "an unconstitutional exercise of authority." DACA helps those that were brought into the country illegally as children by providing work permits and preventing deportation. Two fires burning in California, only a few miles apart from each other, have become the largest wildfire in the state's history. The two fires, known as the Mendocino Complex, are being attacked as one blaze. The fires, which have been fueled by dry vegetation and hot, windy weather, have already burned 75 homes and 443 square miles and are only 30% contained. Overall, there are over 14,000 firefighters battling over 12 large blazes throughout California. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops showed support for legislative efforts for family leave policies. Republican Senator Marco Rubio proposed a new bill called the Economic Security for New Parents Act that would let new parents take 2 months of Social Security benefits. If the bill is passed, it would be the first family leave law since the Family and Medical Leave Act in 1993, which provides 12 weeks of unpaid time off for employees to take care of a relative, provided that the employee is qualified. The U.S. is one of the few industrialized nations that does not have required paid maternal or family leave laws, and only about 12% of workers in the U.S. have access to paid family leave. Dominic Lombardi, the USCCB's executive director for the Committee on Laity, Marriage, Family Life, and Youth, said that family leave is an important principle and that new parents should be supported. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.